Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Pot It Together podcast. I'm Nicole and I'm joined by my lovely co-hosts, Adam and Rebecca.
Hey.
Oh, she's Rebecca today.
She's Rebecca today.
It's a Rebecca type of day.
It is a Rebecca day. Wow.
Guys, we're really happy to be back with another episode, and we're going to be talking about all of our favorite variegated houseplants. Ooh, we love the variegation.
We love some mutants.
Yes. Mm. Yes. You know what? We had somebody message us on the podcast sending a picture of their variegated basil plant, which just started putting out variegation. And it's the type of variegation that's like... like the Monstera Albo. Like, it's like really cool. Because there's different types, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like the coloring is very cool. I'm so like jealous. Army. Yeah. I'm super
like
jealous.
Sectoral, like where it's large sections of very white.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, I did not see this photo, but I have to look at it.
It's like there's a, you know how there's the vein down the center of the leaf and like only like certain sections of the.
Oh.
Wow.
It's really cool. Yeah.
I wonder, does it have a basil-y taste, like regular basil? Do we know?
I didn't ask, but I'm sure it tastes the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is very cool. But it's like sport variegation. Just one day just showed up.
Very nice.
Just peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Okay, but first we're going to do a little bit of a catch-up. And I want to hear all about, I mean, I want to hear about your week too, Becca. Don't get me wrong, but I want to hear all about San Francisco. If you're going to San Francisco.
I don't know that song.
Did you guys
shut up?
Yeah.
Did you guys stay in a hostel? It looked like you stayed in a hostel.
It was hostel vibes, but I'm glad that it was just us three in the room. It was this hotel called Sonder at Found Union Square. I'm fine. It was cheap, so I'm happy about that. And I actually still don't mind the bunk beds, but you guys know my issues with doing big business, even in front of my best friends, you know? My body shuts down and is like, nothing's coming out of here.
Yeah. Locks it up.
Even worse for this room, because literally it was like the door was not an actual door to the bathroom. It was just like a sliding door. So obviously it's not sealed. No. The fan didn't work.
Oh.
And the bottom bunk is literally like a foot and a half from the door. Yeah.
Okay. So how many days did you go without pooping? How many days were you there?
I finally, sorry, audience. We got there Friday night and I didn't go to the bathroom until Monday afternoon in the airport.
Oh.
And
at that point, your body's like, we have to go.
And we
y'all ate. You guys ate. Like, I don't even know how that is humanly possible.
Where's it all going? Yeah. You know?
It's start burping up farts.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. No,
just kidding. Okay. But yes. Yeah, so, but it was a nice place. It was one of those places where basically you just got a code. And you showed up and like you didn't really have to talk to anyone.
I love that.
Yeah. So it was very hostel. I mean, it is like a hostel, I think, but like an upscale hostel because, you know, I've seen some hostels. They weren't this nice.
So there was an opportunity or a possibility for someone else to be staying in the same room with you?
No. I'm redoing that because I smashed a fungus gnat against my microphone.
We're still in the fungus gnat episode, huh?
Yeah. So, no, there wasn't the possibility because we didn't book it like that. But if you booked it like that, there could have been a rando in the room, you know?
Yeah.
And for honestly, this specific room where it was so tight and compact, like I can't imagine four strangers being in that room. I gotta be honest. It would have been, that's wild.
No. I can't imagine spending the evening in a mansion with a stranger.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it's not happening.
But things we did realize that I'm too old to climb to the top bunk of a bunk bed. Like,
oh, you're tall too.
When you think about it, it's like, oh, it's cute. No, see, but the ceilings were tall, so the top had more room.
Okay.
You can just swing a leg up there. Did you even need the ladder? Like,
no, I really did. And like the popping and cracking coming down from that ladder every morning, I was like, ah, this was not a smart decision. So I think I'm past that age. I'm past the age of bunk beds. I mean, yeah, they sound cute and fun, but
I think you are after age like 18, but then, you know, sometimes you just have to. Like,
yeah, okay. But you know, in college we had the lofted beds where we were just like hiking our butts up there every day and like no problem.
That's true. Yeah, the loft beds. That was pure necessity.
Yeah.
I never lived in a dorm, but
you did just celebrate another birthday a couple days ago. Happy belated birthday.
Yes, HBD.
So do we think that how old are you now? 36?
38, but bless you.
Okay, 38. You're closer to me than I thought. All right. So do we think 38 was the cutoff for the bunk bed age then?
No, I think I was cut off a while ago. I just hadn't given it a try.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So San Francisco is a really fun city.
Yeah, I got the wanderlust bad when I was there because like everything was so green. There was dogs everywhere. Like literally everybody had a dog. But yeah, good times. We did some bike ride down by the Bay Bridge in the weather that day. Like even the Uber driver taking us there was like, you guys literally here on the best day. Like I don't even know of a day where it wasn't so windy you could barely get out of your vehicle. And he was like, There's no wind today. And it was perfect. So we rode our bikes around the bottom of the Bay Bridge, which was gorgeous.
Yeah.
We went to Golden Gate Park and to the Conservatory of Flowers, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And they had lots of Hoya there too. Oh, so pretty.
Perfect for the Let's Talk Hoya crew.
Yes.
I know. I took lots of video on my phone with my little gimbal, and then we were also doing
lots of content.
Yeah, but then like my problem is I like filming the content, then I just need someone to take that and make something out of it, because I'm like there's just so much of it that I'm like, what am I gonna do with all of these video clips? I don't want to go through each one of these.
Is that why you guys took the trip for it? Was it like a content business trip?
No. It was birthday, like, cause Lydia just had a birthday and then my birthday. So it was kind of like a little birthday trip.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And the flight was real fast, like an hour and a half from here. So I was like, maybe I should visit San Francisco a little more often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was the plane? Did you have any anxiety?
Yeah. I mean, there was a few times, but all in all, it was fine. My hands get just so sweaty. It's gross, like dripping, like soaking wet.
Yeah. Did you by chance? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, say it.
Well, I was going to ask if you went to Sausalito or if anybody mentioned it, because it literally feels like Italy.
Yeah, I have never been to Sausalito, but I really want to go there. We did not have a vehicle, so
yeah,
I know we could have Ubered there, but we didn't.
Yeah.
But
okay, next trip.
Yeah, I really want to see Sausalito though, and go back to Muir Woods because that's gorgeous.
Mm. Oh, like as in John Muir.
Yeah. With the redwoods and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we just did touristy things. Like I saw the Full House, the painted ladies that are like at the beginning of the Full House thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Fisherman's Wharf. But you really can see the economic impact of COVID on especially this city. Like,
Really?
There's a lot of closed storefronts in the big touristy areas, like a lot. And restaurants that aren't open anymore. Like, it was just like, oof, you know?
Yeah. That's sad. That's so sad. You know, you can really see it in the city too. Like in Chicago, it's just, it's not good.
Oh, we did a Korean karaoke. If you were watching my Instagram
those
stories,
those videos were funny.
I don't know how you can be friends with someone like me being friends with Lydia and not knowing that she had those moves in her. Like, her hips were moving like Elvis. And I was like, where the hell did this come from? And I mean, of course she was singing. It was only her because she was singing like Korean pop songs, like K-pop songs.
Oh, I love it.
And not ones that are Americanized, like legit Korean pop songs. And so we're just like having to watch her do her best pop star performance, which was, it was hilarious and amazing.
I imagine that Jesse and Lydia are just two of the best people to take a trip with. Like, they just seem like those type of people to me that are just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Had some good food. But yeah, all in all, great weekend.
Good. How about you, Becca?
I have spent this week solo because Daniel was on a work trip. And
oh, you're all by yourself? Well, you have your little baby there with you.
Yes, and she is really making it known. yeah.
And your mom kicks the bladder.
Literally. He just got back today. So, but like, anytime he leaves, I just turn into a workaholic, and it's so bad. Because Monday, the first day he was gone, I think I worked for like 12 hours because something came over me. And I was like, I just want to be productive. And so I did so much stuff on Monday and then got really burnt out.
So do you sleep all day Tuesday?
Practically. Like, it was so hard for me. Oh, no. Monday he left. So it was like a half day. Tuesday was the big day. Okay. I'm getting confused. Okay. I'm getting it twisted. Tuesday was the big productive day. Wednesday, yesterday, I was fighting sleep all day long.
Which,
I did take a nap, but if I sleep all day, I won't sleep at night. So,
yeah.
Or like, I'll have like really weird dreams. I had the weirdest dream last night, and thankfully I've forgotten it by now, but it was like weird.
Kardashians?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't like a hyper realistic dream like usual. It was just like a weird, like straight up, this is what is going on in my brain. I need to be evaluated. So had to wake up this morning from that. But no, just generally, I've been going out every single night working on the greenhouse because this shit needs to get done.
Look at you.
So I'm just doing little tasks. Like, I'm working from like 7 to like 8:30 out there because that's when it's like not hot.
Yeah, it's been real nice the past few days. Like, we've taken bike rides at like that time because the sun's just not strong at all and it's cool. I feel like that's a good time to go out and work on the greenhouse.
Yeah, for sure. And I finally ordered shade cloth because the reason that I can't be out there earlier in the day is because it is literally like 140 degrees in there. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. That's what the temperature gauge says. And it's just, nobody should be in that, right? So I ordered.
I just saw a TikTok about shade cloth clips that will let you just like literally clip the shade cloth, and they have like a channel that you can hook onto like a wire. I don't know how you're going to install the shade cloth, but that seemed like a really good way to just, so then you could either like replace it if you need to without having to like, anyway, I saw it on TikTok the other day. I should find it again and send it to you.
You should. That sounds really cool. Yeah, because I don't really know. I honestly don't know how the whole shade cloth thing is going to go, but I ordered 70% shade cloth, which is really high, but I'm planning on putting mostly tropicals in there. So I need heavy shade, at least for the roof, in the summertime. In the wintertime, I will probably take it off or drop it down to like maybe a 30%. But summertime for sure. And it's honestly mostly just because it's just so hot, and the panels reflect UV rays, which is great, and that does help, but it's just freaking hot. So anyway, I've been doing that, working on some cosmetic stuff, and I found like a vintage sink that I really want to buy. but it's it's like an hour away and I can't lift it by myself. So I'm like, shoot, what do I do? So maybe this weekend.
Will they deliver it for like an extra little charge or no?
I haven't asked yet. I don't know if I kind of, I don't know. I kind of doubt they would, but we'll see. I'm going to tell Daniel about it and we'll see what he says.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to be the one to, I mean, I would go with him, but he's going to have to be the one to do it. But anyway, besides that, I have been organizing baby clothes and hanging baby clothes and we put together our stroller. We got our stroller. It's beautiful.
You got your stroller? You are stroller people now.
It's nice. It's a nice stroller. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It was a splurge, but we haven't splurged on anything else. So I'm like, let's just do it. But yeah, that's me and what I've been up to. Yeah.
I'm so excited for like no pressure, no rush at all. But whenever it happens, this nursery reveal is, I'm just very excited about it.
Yes, me too. I finally picked out the paint, like the colors. And I ordered the decals. Yeah, it's gonna look so cute. I feel like honestly, the compared to what I have to do in the greenhouse, still the nursery sounds easy. You know what I mean? Like as far as like physical demand, the nursery is like painting. Okay, like sure, I'll paint a wall. Like I'll hang a shelf. Like sure. I'm not having to build a countertop. Like you know what I mean? Or like put up a wall. So it's just But
okay. So what's all left if you don't mind talking about it
in the greenhouse?
Yeah, like what's the to-do list?
Okay, I actually just filmed a TikTok for this, which I haven't posted it yet, though. But okay, so I have to do like the gutters and the flashing situation to like close it in completely. So yeah, that's a big one. That's probably like the biggest one. And then we need to install.
Can you do that like yourself or no?
No, because I have to. I mean, I bought the wood for it, but it's 2x6s and they're 12 feet long. And like, there's just absolutely no way. Like me just lifting that on my own, it's really heavy. So that needs to be like screwed onto the building. Like definitely not going to happen alone. So that needs to be done. I have rain barrels already for that. So we just have to put into the gutter system. The exhaust fan needs to be installed.
That damn exhaust fan.
I know. It's so heavy. The brick path needs to be finished. The rock needs to be finished, which I already have all the rock. I just need to bring it up the hill, which I'm past the point of being able to do that. That's going to have to be a Daniel thing, unfortunately. I can't do it. Gosh. And just like little things. I have to install the keypad like for the lock and then install the other flower box, actually plant things in it, which by the way, I came home today from having lunch with my friend and I looked into my flower bed, the really beautiful flower bed that we love. All my hostas, clean cut,
you're
eaten.
You're kidding.
Oh,
no.
Deer.
It's the fucking rabbits. Oh, you think it's the deer?
It had to be the deer.
Oh.
And they ate my sweet potato vine that I had in my...
The new one you just planted.
Yeah. I was like so shook. Like I was like, I gasped. Like I audibly gasped. I was like, it's gone. Because the first year that I lived there, I noticed they were getting bitten, so I put like the liquid fence or whatever and that helped, and then someone told me to let my dogs pee on them a lot, so I just have done that, and like last year they didn't get touched and my dogs they just started peeing on it a lot, so I was like, okay, cool. But apparently that didn't work this year and they are clean off. Like Dan's like, I was trying to show it to him, I was like, look what the deer did. He's like, oh, that's just grass. I'm like, no, there were huge ass bulky
that
leaves.
That was a big ass hosta. That's just grass. My god. Bless his heart.
Bless him. But I read online you can cut them down to the ground and maybe it'll, if it's still early in the season, they could grow back.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm going to have to do because I don't know what else to do. It looks terrible. Yeah. Like that bed was so beautiful.
It was really beautiful. So the dogs are peeing on them and they're still getting eaten?
I guess. Yeah. Well, this was, this was the first year.
Deer.
This is the first year that they've been like clean cut eaten, you know? And listen, I'm putting hostas in a deer heavy area. I know the risk. Okay. But yeah. It hadn't happened in years since I started doing that. So now I'm going to have to get liquid fence again.
Bomber.
Yeah. Or like repels all is another, there's a few different options. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. That was my shock of the century this morning. I'm pretty upset about it, but I think it's only early June. I think we have time for them to grow back.
Yeah. Yeah, they should. And we have like cooler nights too. So I feel like mm-hmm. that'll help.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Especially when you just get done planting something. The squirrels are digging up our coleus. And I'm like, why? Like, they're just digging it up to like put their nuts in the soil, I think.
Yeah.
Their peanuts in the soil.
I mean, when it gets warm, you just need a little bit of relief.
Now that the roots are kind of really in there, they're not doing it anymore. But
yeah,
it was bad there for a while. I
wonder if it's like a game. If it's like a game to them, like, ooh, something new to dig up, you know, like a little enrichment.
Yeah,
yeah.
From your yard,
squirrel, like a little hide and seek, little find. I don't know. I don't have much of an update, but I had one other question for Adam. Back to your birthday, because it's a big thing. Yeah. Did you do anything for your actual birthday? Did you come home from San Francisco on your birthday, or were you already back?
No, we came home the night before.
Okay.
But you know what about me is like, yes, I did do something for my birthday, but after a trip, this is so introverted. Like, I literally have to decompress. Like,
yeah.
And I couldn't because we had a birthday. I had a birthday dinner planned. So I had, you know, my friends all meet and we just, you know, had some drinks and ate some food. But so, yeah, that's what we did.
Oh, nice.
It was nice. But then like all day, like yesterday, I took like a 3.5 hour nap after work. And today I kind of feel like I want to do the same. Like I literally just have to like check out from the world for like a few days. And that's an introvert thing, I think, just a recharge, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a trip, especially on a trip with friends. Like, you're not just going with your partner where you're used to decompressing every day or you're, like, with them every day. When you're going with friends, you're, like, on 24/7. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's, like, it is kind of exhausting to be laughing and...
And you're all sleeping in the same room, too. Like, you can't have a moment just to walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say to your thing, Becca, when you talked about how when Daniel's gone, you like are a workaholic. I noticed that in myself, too, that when I'm home alone, I'll get fucking fungus gnats. It's just like I'm over it. I'll get like my creative juices just flow. And I don't know if it's because when I turn the camera on, I don't know if you feel this way either. But when I turn the camera on, I feel like I have to be a different person. So if someone in my life is watching me be that, I feel incredibly awkward. So
like they're judging you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to film and I'm trying to like, look, he's listening. Steve, this is not your fault. But when Steve started working from home from the Pandy, like I just have stopped doing videos because it's awkward for me. But then sometimes like if he goes into the office, I'm like, I'm going to film a video.
Yeah.
You know, but like,
yeah,
only when I'm home alone, I do not like, even if he like locks himself in the bedroom, which I make him do when I film videos, like I feel guilty about that. But also it still doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, because you know they're there. They could possibly hear you with your stage voice. It's awkward.
Yeah. And then I'll hear you be like, God, you're an idiot. Why'd you say that, you dumbass?
Well, yeah. Jay's made that statement a couple times. He's like, oh, well, you know, with your video voice and your friend's voice. And I'm like, listen, I'm the same person with you that I am with my friends. But yeah, on video, I'm a totally different person. Like, I'm not going to curse out my audience. Like, why would I do that?
Yeah. It's like we're not being fake. It's just you're performing. Like, I'm not going to talk monotone and like there's a certain amount of stage presence that you have to have. So, it is awkward. I completely understand.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And I think that that's why I haven't been very creative or haven't really felt like filming since I pretty much moved in here, because there's just so many people here. And to actually get a moment alone in this house. Mm-hmm. Even though this house is the size it is, it just doesn't matter. Like, it's still like hard. So like, I definitely feel the same way you feel, like when people are out of town or, you know, like you're by yourself, you're like, what I can't waste this time. What am I going to do? You know?
I think like you also realize how many hours are actually in a day. Because I'm like, oh my God. Like I spend so much of my time just like laying around talking to Daniel. When he's not here, I'm like, I do so many things. Which is sweet. Like we're friends. We like to hang out. It's good. But at the same time, like.
Are all of our partners contributing to our lack in creativity? What's happening?
Yeah. I'm honestly scared what I would be like if I was single, though, because I probably have a lot more money, honestly. But the point is.
Oh, God. Hands down.
It's not as fulfilling, though. Like, I love spending time with him and being distracted by him. But it also is nice when he goes away, like, just to have a little, like, a week of just, like, getting shit done. Well, it was just a day this time, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Steve, go away.
Go on vacation.
I always encourage a solo trip. How much is it? I'll book it. Let's go.
Nicole, who hates spending money.
Yeah, right. I never understand people that are like, oh, my partner's gone. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I hate it. Oh, God, I love being by myself.
Me too. Jesus, just give me some. The thing is, I get it. I see it from both sides. But because I feel like Steve is the way of like, I don't like being alone and I wouldn't go do things alone.
Right.
But
right.
Those moments where we're away from each other for like a day, it makes you realize how much you miss that person. So yes, like, I feel like 100%. They're needed. Like you just be like, yeah, like I want to get back to you. But like we also need to have those moments where we are allowed to miss each other.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going through this now having teenage girls like Mia has a boyfriend and explaining to her that not every waking moment with your boyfriend is healthy. Like go out with your friends.
Yeah.
Be alone. Like the same thing goes for him, you know, which she totally gets. I think he's more of the I want like, what are you doing? Like, let's hang out.
Stage five clinger.
Mm-hmm. Golden retriever energy. He does have golden retriever energy.
Oh, Coopy.
And his name Coopy. Is Cooper. Wait, have we revealed his name? I don't know if that's too personal.
No, that's okay. That's all right. He's a sweet kid, though. He is a sweet kid. But Cooper, if you're listening to this, we love you. Okay. I don't have much of an update. My only update is that I did not go to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of feelings around that, but it's all right. We're moving past it. I've watched the concert at least 4 times now live streaming, so I feel like I may have been there, but it's okay.
The fungus gnats love your microphone. Like, why are they landing on your mic? That's weird.
I don't know, but Nicole's going to hear this in editing because I'm just like smashing them on there.
Yeah. It's the oxygen levels in that area. They're like, ooh. Oh,
this carbon dioxide is sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I honestly, this might be like kind of brave yet controversial thing to say, but like, I was really happy to hear that nothing awful happened at any of the Chicago concerts because honestly, like the news lately has just been real bad. Like Chicago's just not a great city anymore. Sorry to anybody who's in Chicago listening to this, but you gotta agree with me on certain things and the safetyness has not been all there. But like it was great. Like she had like one threat. Some dumbass Indiana man like tried to.
Oh, the stalker.
Did you hear about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But like at the actual concerts, like everything was all good, which was great. You know, bravo Chicago for keeping your shit together for one weekend.
I guess you could say that I'm fearless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into our topic. Look at us, less than 30 minutes in.
Ooh, trying to get back on track. We need more structure in our lives because I think all three of us thrive with structure.
We do. We are a structured bunch of humans. And yeah, we're going to get back into it. So today's topic is our favorite variegated plants. And these could be plants from our collections or plants that maybe we like are on our wish list or plants that we've seen that we want, like our dear friend, the basil plant, who wrote us in. I'm actually like, I need to go see that photo because like now I want one for my garden. Basil's invasive, though. Have you ever planted basil?
Is it invasive? I mean, it gets big, but I don't know. I wouldn't. It's not like spearmint.
Okay.
Or like mint. Onion or mint. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, mint is so invasive.
Oh, chives is really bad, too.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know about chives, though.
Somebody planted mint outside of, like, you know, next to my patio. And it has just taken over. But I mean, it smells good when we mow it. We just mow over it. It's not a big deal. But yeah, when you like walk on it, you can smell it.
Yeah, ooh, well, that's what was in.
Throw in a few leaves, muddle it in your tea. What?
Yeah, I have used it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a garden bed here that when we moved in, we bought the place. It was already here. And someone made the mistake of planting mint. And it was everywhere. Like it just came back the next year in full force, and that's why we took it down. But yeah,
it's like a perennial.
Okay, yeah,
it's
basil.
Crazy.
Basil is not okay. Yeah, you're right. It's not invasive, but they get freaking huge, like to the point where, like, what am I going to do with all this basil?
Yeah,
gotta make pesto.
That happened to me last year. I was like, I dried it and then I crushed it, and now I use it as a spice. But I had like three. It was like a hedge, literally a hedge, and I was like, what am I going to do with all of this? But after I dried it, it reduced quite a bit.
To nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing to do with it. But anyway, okay, so let's get started. So do you want to just like trade off? Like, we'll each name one?
Sure.
Yeah, let's chat about our favorite variegated babes.
Okay.
I have one that I'm pretty excited to talk about.
Yeah.
It's the... excuse me. Also, I want to point out, if you hear any sounds that sound like a fart, it's just my ball. It's not me. I just want to point that out.
It's just her lady balls.
It's her one ball.
It's my ball dragging across the ground. No, I'm bouncing on a yoga ball right now. Okay.
It's funny because sometimes I was like, oh, her reaction is like, she's really agreeing with that. But then I remember that you're bouncing on a ball.
This is the only way that I can find comfort
sitting.
Well,
she's really like, yeah.
Oh my god, I know. Next week I'm probably gonna have to like position my mic so that I can lay down again because it hurts to sit. Ugh.
Does it?
My body is being crushed. No. She's up to my ribs. I felt a kick like between my ribs, like you know that spot.
Ooh.
I was like,
ooh.
Oh, she's made it to the top.
Well, I guess that we planned that pretty well because next week is our season finale, which we'll talk more about on social media. But
yeah,
we planned it well. So now you won't have to record for a few weeks.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Okay. So the reverse variegated compacta Hoya.
Oh.
I think it's called like a Manaloa or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a cool, beautiful plant. And like I have a compacta that is variegated, like normal compacta variegated. And it just doesn't have as deep of a color. I don't know. I think the reverse variegated is really cool. And mine is so small and it's looking kind of bad right now. I need to probably give it some TLC for a while and then put it back where I'm displaying it currently. But point is, yeah, it's just really pretty and I don't see them very often. Like I've never seen one in a store, actually.
Yeah, I don't think so. I have either.
I don't see compacta in stores really ever, to be honest.
Maybe it's a pest thing. Like,
well, I did find a outer variegate, which I think is what you kind of mentioned there, the one that's like it's very slight variegated. Some of them you can't even tell that there's variegation,
right? But... yeah, like my huge one is like there's a lot of pieces that are not variegated, actually.
Yeah. I bought mine at Walmart for $10, like a huge one way back in the day.
I remember that.
It's no longer with us.
That was when the Midwest was just like They had huge baskets of those plants for literally $10. It was that one, and they had other stuff that was really hard to find. But I remember the compactus specifically. I was like, you're kidding me.
You're kidding. But you're right. The intervariegated one is gorgeous. And those stems are like bright pink when they start growing.
Yes. Is it like the crimson, but it's compacted? Is that kind of the vibe that you would...
But they don't have light green in it, do they?
Yeah. So the variegation pattern is like very, it's not just like stark white and dark green. It's like it has all of the different in-between shades too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Speckles and all that. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
It's really pretty. I would love to get to find a bigger one. I don't know if I ever will, or I could just wait for mine to get bigger. Let's just do that, because that's smart, because I already have it. Let's just do that. That's my toxic trait. Like, I'm like, oh, I have a small version of this plant, but I want a big one and I don't want to wait. So then I end up buying the bigger version too. I've done that like at least six times. I did that with the... Oh, yeah.
So you can see. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You can see
how beautiful it is.
Different shades of green.
Do you guys sell that pretty. In your shop?
Well, I just cut mine to prop because it hasn't really grown in a while. You know, it's just kind of been stagnant. So I'm like, okay, I need to cut it to make it say like, oh, now we got to grow. Mm-hmm. So we do have a couple props that'll probably happen in the shop. And this one's clearly like already rooted.
Yeah, look at that. She's ready to go.
Ooh, she's so pretty.
Yeah. So that's my choice, girl. My first variegated plant. It's really pretty. If you guys haven't seen it, definitely go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so mine that I actually currently have in my kitchen window that I've been staring at, that I'm praying to God doesn't die because I've killed the last two I've had, is my gray ghost euphorbia. Which, you know...
You B-I-T-C-U-N-T. I was going to say that one.
Wait, gray ghost, sorry. Like the dragon bone one?
Yeah. The one that you have. Yeah. It's so pretty. It's so small, but it has a couple little
arms. I feel
like
you mixed a couple things up, though. Don't we call it a white ghost?
Yeah.
A white ghost. Sorry. Gray ghost is the Hoya. Sorry, my bad. White ghost.
Euphoria. Yeah. Okay. Get it right. This is a professional podcast.
Oh, God. Names are not my thing. Never have been, never will be. Now I'm secretly thinking the label on it says Grey Ghost, it probably does. Anyway, it's so cute. And like yours is just so massive. And I know this will probably never get there, but it'll take like a really long time to get there because they don't grow that fast. But it's beautiful and I love it. And I'm sorry, Adam, that could be one of yours too.
No, it's okay. But it is, I do love that one. Yeah. I saw a big one the size of Becca's. Becca's, is yours still that big?
Yeah. It's like 5.5 feet. It's the same height as me.
Is it getting woody at the bottom and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw one just like that at the Conservatory of Flowers in San Francisco. And I was like, oh. Mm. What so a stunner. Beautiful. I mean, it was huge. I was just like, mine's doing pretty well too. Mine hadn't for a while done much, but now I've been watering a bit more than I was. It was one of those ones that I would always pass up on watering day and be like, I'll get you later.
Cause I'm scared, but I feel like it is one that could use a little bit more water. How big is yours?
Maybe like a foot tall.
Oh,
I'll send you a photo after.
Okay, I'm dealing with like 2 inches tops here with mine.
Okay. I'm not very mature.
Size doesn't matter. Okay, moving on.
Well, my mom has a purple euphorbia, same like growth habit. We bought it, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, kind of like right before I moved. And now it's like 4 feet tall, which is just crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming she has it outside.
Yeah, it lives outside year round.
Okay, nice. Yours is still on your sun porch, right?
Yeah, I'm scared to put it outside.
Okay, so am I. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to.
I just don't. My reasoning is I don't want it to fall over. Otherwise, I would. But
okay,
it's just so top heavy that, and the pot, like I have it in a heavy pot, but it's, I don't know. It's also like extremely toxic, and I don't. What if a squirrel bites it? I'm going to feel really bad. So I don't know.
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I feel like they wouldn't, because they would be able to sense that it's toxic. Don't animals like know?
I feel
I don't think it feels great when they get that latex. I think it's like tiny crystals like start cutting up.
Yeah.
So like it hurts.
It would hurt.
So I think they would stop.
Yeah. Unlike the prickly pear situation.
Unless we got a real glutton. A real glutton on our hands, and you never know.
What is it? A masochist, or is it a sadist? One of the two. So where did you get that, Nicole?
I got it from Miss Plantita's plant shop in Wakanda, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Mia sells her stickers there, so we're there often. And she had a big one. I don't know if she took cuttings of her large one. I think she still might have that big one. But I saw it on Instagram and I was like, okay, well, this is where we're going today. Mm-hmm. So I snagged it. And it was a really good price too.
Mine came from Ted's Greenhouse over by you. Although the last time we went there, not a vibe.
It was a little disappointing. Well, it's because didn't Ted passed away, right?
I think so, but also it was like the height of the pandemic plant craze, and they were just like not trusting anyone, and they were just rude.
Yeah, they were rude. I was really disappointed. I was
like, do you know who I am?
Fuck, bitch? Do you see this camera? No, I'm just kidding.
Not did.
Not did. K-N-O-T.
With a K.
K. Okay. Is it my turn
for variegated? Yeah, not boy.
The one that I'm thinking of that I want to talk about first, not boy. The one I want to talk about first is my Monstera Thai constellation.
You jerk. That was one of mine.
What a swell.
But yours is payback. So nice. Yeah.
The first overseas order that I ever did was to New Life Tropicals back in 2018. And all three of those plants are still in my collection today. Which
That's
is just
incredible.
Kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But the Thai constellation was one of them. The White Wizard was the other one, which I have like three plants of that now. Still gorgeous. Still, so that's a good variegated one in the ZZ Raven. But the Thai constellation.
Wait, you did a video for that. You unboxed?
To shit on you, but you should totally do a 3-year update.
Oh my God.
Or a 5-year update, however long it's been.
It's five, yeah.
Five. You should totally do that.
Oh, I should.
That would be so fun to watch.
That I don't know if that will fit.
That's
whatever
she said.
But the Thai constellation, I just potted up. I put it on a plank, plants on plank, got some plant braces. And she's putting out a new leaf, which I was really afraid of because when I put it on the board, the area that the sheath that the new leaf usually emerges from, it had been rubbing against the board when I was like trying to situate it. And I was like, oh, shit, I damaged this leaf.
Oh, it liked that.
It liked it. It jump started that leaf and there's no damage. It's just a beautiful.
Nice.
Wow.
Beautiful leaf coming out. Yeah.
Where do you have it now? Is it still in the front window?
Yeah, but like literally two more leaves and I'm going to have to make a decision of whether to keep it or to just give it away. Well, okay, sell it. I'm not giving it away.
Yeah, you could pay off a fucking car loan with the paint. I'm just kidding.
But I don't know. It's tough because I don't really want to give it away, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you? Okay. You know how I have my big Monstera up in my room in like a very special corner and I have a grow light over it? Could you do something like that?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, like a showcase corner that corner is only for this plant.
I mean,
or is it a matter of you just not wanting to deal with it anymore?
No, I mean, I want to deal with it, but it is just, it takes up some space, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have a guest bedroom. Can we do
a Soul Tech spotlight? What can we do?
I mean, I'm going to have to figure it out because, and we do have quite large ceilings. So like,
yeah,
you know, I'll figure it out because I don't know. I don't want to get rid of her. But right as it stands now, a couple more leaves and she's going to be growing over the window to where.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so you kind of have to do a video. Like, I'm sorry to tell you this, but
yeah. Well, OK. And how about this? You could take a top cutting with like three, four leaves and then do mid cuts the rest of the way down and sell them. I mean, not for, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a lot, but you know, something. Yeah. And then you just restart the plant.
Yeah.
But people there, you've mentioned that people there are like not interested, but like a leaf that big though, I feel like.
I think they would be interested in the Thai constellation because that one still seems to have some demand with her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's definitely like the better choice for a first time, like expensive plant. I think it's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But and you know what? Worth the money. So if you see one, it has beautiful, I mean, consistent variegation. You don't have to stress about that. And it's hardy AF. Like that thing can take a licking and keep on ticking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mercy. Yeah.
She is established.
Monstera deliciosa is just like an insane plant. It wants to grow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is putting out a new leaf right now too. I'm so excited.
Same.
Fennies?
Of course.
I don't have any fennies.
Mine's old.
Mine's a juvenile. Mine's a little baby.
I got mine. It was a crazy circumstance. There was a woman who is from like the Phoenix area, and I had met her online. Like we were online friends, and she was in like a queue to get a Monstera. Thai constellation, and it was $95 in I'm gonna say 2019, and which was like pretty good for that time. I think they still would go for about that, honestly, like after the craze went back down. Anyway, she finally got to her spot in line, and like she wasn't ready, so she asked me if I wanted her spot. And like there was a part of me that was like, is this ethical? Like, is that fair? But I was like, okay, I'll take your spot. So then the seller just like, I just sent the money to the seller with my address, and then it showed up at my house. Like, I did not really have much verification. Like, I don't think I even saw the plant before I bought it.
Oh my God. Wow.
I might have, I don't know. I don't remember seeing a picture. I don't have memories of that. Maybe I did. But yeah, it was
just taking a gamble.
It was a risk, and it was worth it. I wouldn't suggest doing that, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
You guys should get bouncy balls too. This is really nice, actually. Very comfortable. I feel very loose. They were just making fun of me for bouncing.
Yeah, we started bouncing too. I took Mia to her chiropractor appointment yesterday, and we like walked around the desk to look at something else, and I saw that he had like a big yoga ball instead of a chair, and I was like, this must be the thing.
You know, it's good for opening up your hips. Keep things loose.
Loosen.
Loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey. Loosey-goosey, baby. Loosey-goosey. Little School of Rock moment. Okay, is it my turn again?
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to give a huge shout out to Trailing Philodendron, specifically there's a butterfly that landed on my window. Cute.
Oh.
We're going to talk today about the Brazil. Because
the Brazil.
I love that plant. I hope to always have one. I love Trailing Philodendron. I really recently realized that I'm much more of a like heartleaf Trailing Philodendron person than a Pothos person.
They're so pretty.
I just don't have the best luck with Pothos. Like,
really?
Looking back at the history of my plant collection, I've had Pothos like 6 different times, if not more, and I currently don't have any in my collection besides like the Enjoy. I have like 2 Enjoys right now, but like I've had a couple of Golden Pothos, I've had some Jade Pothos, I've had a Marble Queen, and they're not in my collection anymore.
Really?
So I have a feeling that I'm just not great with them. Although they're very easy. My mother is a Pothos wizard. She is constantly having to cut hers back. Like, I don't know. I think they've, I don't know. I want to say they thrive on neglect, but I neglected mine and they didn't like it. So I don't know what she does.
Yeah, so maybe they don't like the underwater situation, and maybe they do. Because you and I are very same. Like, I would underwater mine and it would probably not survive.
Yeah, but I underwater my heartleaves and they're fine.
Mia's room is loaded with pothos. She has a marble queen. She has a lemon lime. She has, I don't know, a couple other different ones. Like, she's got like four different varieties in her room. And a couple are in water, and they have gone dry quite a few times for a while, and they're fine. And then she has a bigger one that's in soil, and it's like maybe an 8-inch pot.
Yeah.
That girl's not watering that plant. Maybe once a month it gets water tops. I mean, I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had some, you know, leaves drop, but for the most part, it's still growing. I don't know.
Dang. I mean, I hate to say this is such a cop out, but I just don't know if I have the magic touch. Like, they just, I don't know. So, that being said, the heartleaf philodendrons are just, in my opinion, so much easier, so much better. But I have a Brazil, and I have like two of them, I think, and they're just the best. I mean, you can propagate them. You can put stick them in water. They'll live in water forever. The roots
They grow fast.
Yeah, they grow really fast. And the roots are like really fine. You know how pothos roots are very thick?
Yeah.
I just find that the Brazil, I don't know, heartleaf, whatever, the roots just look so much daintier in water. I don't know. That's like a silly thing, but it's just pretty. So, and with the Brazil, you just never know what the next leaf is going to look like. I love variegation that is like different each time. So that's definitely my top pick. And I love that you can climb it or you can trail it. I love the variety.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times that I've been, like when I was back home, Earl May had Brazil totems, like climbing, and they were so gorgeous because those leaves just got huge.
I've seen that too.
Yeah, they're so pretty. And like the light green next to the super dark green is really cool. I love that contrast. Yeah.
Cool. Well, my next one is a plant that I got as a gift from Adam, my Syngonium elbow.
Oh, still kicking.
Was it on your list? Still kicking, still going strong.
No, it was not on my list because I just hate mine, but I still have it and it's still living its best life. But I'm just like,
God, just send it to me.
What the hell do you do with this?
just put it in a box with my address on it.
Put it in a bag.
It's really pretty. And you know, it's very resilient. Like, it's been, that plant's been through some shit. It's been through a move. It's been through a huge infestation of fungus gnats. When I say huge, I mean like I had to bring it outside. Remember, I had it outside during the summer, last summer. So it grew all last summer, and then I chopped it up and propagated the whole thing because I was worried about the fungus gnat situation. Propagated it, every piece took. I mean, it's just very, it's a very resilient plant and it's doing great. Yours did really good too, right, Becca? Like, you chopped yours down too.
Yeah, it was weird though because I chopped it to like the soil and it grew back. All of the regrowth was perfect, but all the pieces that I tried to propagate didn't make it.
Really?
Weird.
Yeah, so all of those, like, they rooted, but then when it came time to putting them in soil again, they just did not, they fizzled really fast. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
What did you propagate? What did you propagate them in?
Water, which is what I've always done. I've propagated that plant so many times, just in water. And it's been fine. But yeah, for some reason this time around, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't watering it enough, but they fizzled really fast. But the regrowth is great and very strong.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's like ultimate pruning situation. Mm-hmm. You know, you just chop it all back. It's like a garden
deer,
plant.
What the deer did to my beautiful hostas.
To the hostas.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Oh, too soon. Okay. Well, the one I want to chat about next is one that I don't have, but then I would love to have. And it kind of goes along with Becca's, but like A Philodendron micans is a philodendron that is hardy. Like, believe me, yes. I have one. It has been to the brink and back so many times. And there's a variegated version of it. Then the variegation looks kind of like peachy pink. And part of me really wants to have one. You know?
I need to look at this. I've seen those. Is it, what is it called? It's called something different though, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a variegated micans.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the variegated heart leaf, but it just like deeper, warmer colors, right? That's really pretty.
Mm-hmm. They and are so gorgeous. And I think that, like, honestly, since micans is so hardy, like, it would be worth the investment on that. If it's really, really expensive, maybe not. I don't know. But.
Mm-hmm. That's really pretty.
It's velvety. Just yes, yes, yes. I love tactile plants. My little neurodivergent brain just loves to touch them.
I love micans. Dark green form.
Yeah.
So that being said, in the Conservatory of Flowers, you know, because there had all those beautiful plants, like we were literally in the buying tickets and Jesse went over to like touch. He was like, guys, look at this. And the person was like, don't touch the plants. Made us like, I was like, okay, vibes of the people working here aren't great. But I guess I could see, you know, people being disrespectful. It. But I just want to touch plants.
Okay. There is this thing. Jeff from Vintage Hill told me this. He's always nervous when people go around the greenhouse touching plants because if you smoke, like tobacco, there's like this plant virus that you can carry on your hands and it will like decimate a greenhouse. I don't think that's what this person was thinking about, but he told me that and my thoughts have never been the same after I've touched plants. I'm like, well, I'm glad I don't smoke tobacco. I'm not introducing something possibly, but... Isn't that interesting?
Just wear like a sign around your neck that says, I don't smoke.
I don't smoke tobacco.
Well, and then there was like, I had my phone on my gimbal, you know, and the camera was on, but it wasn't recording, which you could clearly tell it wasn't recording because whatever. And the one lady that was at the desk too was like, and she's like waving her hands, like, get me off of there. And I was like, it's not recording. I'm trying to give you my money. So like, I have to hold it here. I'm sorry that it's pointed in your direction. Anyway,
that
it was
is
weird.
Wild. We are in the age of recording without consent, though. Like,
we are.
I have seen so many TikTok videos about this, like the ethics of it. Because there's this one video. It was like an older man and a younger woman who was like very beautiful and like, you know, without context, you could easily assume it was like an affair or like a sugar baby. But they were actually in love, and they just have an age gap relationship. And like somebody stitched it and was like, so F you, those are my friends. This is extremely disrespectful. Why do you think you can just insert yourself? Because the person was like, somebody come get your husband, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And you know what I mean? And then remember when the engagement got ruined? Like
at Disney?
The person was like making fun of this person's engagement and like they were so happy. Because it was like, it was chuggy, you know, but they were millennials. Like,
oh no, I don't know the story.
Do you remember? It was Adam, do you remember exactly what happened? There was like a flash mob in it wasn't in Disney, it was in Times Square, I think. No, not Times Square. What's the other place in New York? Central Park. Anyway.
Yes.
Someone was recording from their apartment down of this engagement that was like a flash mob or something. And like they were, this is exactly the engagement that they wanted. Like they were so happy, but the person recording was like, oh, this is so cringy. And
that's shitty.
The video went viral before she could even tell her family that she was engaged.
Oh no, that's crap.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you weren't doing that, Adam. It's just, it's an interesting thing that we're having to like think about now.
It is. Yeah. Well, I think about that quite often because you know, we go to places that is like, that's touristy, has a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish that I could see all of the photos that I'm in the background. We've talked about this before
too. I think
about like,
that. Yeah.
In the background. Do we want to know though?
I kind of want to just. Maybe I need to buy these $3,500 Apple goggles and that'll show me all the photos I've ever been in my entire life.
Is that what they do?
No, but it's Black Mirror coming, and it's terrifying.
It's scary. That's a whole nother episode. We should talk about that next month on Patreon. But I was going to say it's like us visiting the, what was the name of the place we went to? Equigenera, California. Mm-hmm. And they're doing their live video. We're just
walking in the background. Someone's like, is that Becca?
Yeah.
I doxed myself.
Becca de la plants in the wild.
Okay. We're at the hour mark, so we can wrap it up. Sorry, I know that I'm not leading this, but do you guys have any like wish list variegated plants that you don't have that you would really love?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. This is hard. It's not one that I want. It's one that I wish that I could have and be successful with. It's the variegated elephant ear. The like odora or something like that.
Yeah.
Alocasia. Yeah. I have tried to have this plant like 3 times. It literally never works for me. So I've even considered buying one and planting it outside because I'm positive it would be so happy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do that someday, but it's kind of an expensive annual. Like that's very expensive.
Why do you think you wouldn't do well with it though?
Because I've had it 3 times and it did not go well.
I must have missed that part.
Yeah.
Somebody checked out.
Okay. So I
was looking up the name of this plant.
I saw one at the Conservatory of Flowers in San Francisco and it was planted in full water. It was in a fountain.
Okay.
What? And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what that means, but that's probably why it's not surviving. It's because clearly it just needs to be in a swamp. Some pool lagoon.
Maybe the pool lagoon.
Like... We're not supposed to have plants around it, but that would be such a great place. So much fertilizer.
Oh. Becca de la Dookie.
I could always scoop out the water down there and bring it up.
Oh, no, don't do that. No.
No, scoop up a bunch of other things.
De la Dookie. That's hilarious. I've never, for the record, I've never seen a turd just flirting?
No.
Floating out there.
I mean, turds could flirt. Hey. You know,
hey boy. No, I've never seen it. There's like a thick layer of like green stuff that lives over top of it. So... yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Becca just, next season, Becca comes out with this fertilizer. And everyone wonders what's in it. Secret.
Are you still using that De La Tanks? I'm using a DIY product, actually.
Yeah.
Gross.
Trade secret. There's trade secrets in it.
What? Okay, you know how we were just talking about how it's embarrassing when someone watches you film? Daniel just was standing there in the hallway watching me, and I just looked up and saw that. I'm leaving that in. Okay, Nicole, what about you?
Okay, well, I was looking up the name of this. I went to a plant shop with my friend Candace last week, and you guys got to stop. I mean, Becca, you don't have to.
Yeah.
They were bouncing. Anyway, I went to a plant shop with my friend Candace the other day, and she got a fern for near. She has like 3 koi ponds in her yard, and she wanted to get this fern like to put near the koi pond, which I think it might do really well in, but it was a variegated fern. So have you seen the ones that have like the real light green in with it's a tiger fern.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so cool because it looks like literal tiger stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would love and to they're be able so to dainty. Have a fern.
Yeah, but I'll never have it. So that's
samesies.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure she got it just as like a annual for her koi pond. Like, if she successfully grows it in her house, then I may consider it. But
yeah,
what's that one
I really liked?
What's that one fern that's like really delicate? It starts with an M.
Maidenhair.
Yeah, girl, I feel like there's a variegated
baby is
one
sucking your brain juice.
I know.
Yeah,
she's taking it.
We're
all
supposed to. We were supposed to do a video.
Okay, let's not talk about that, all right? We're not going to.
Okay, with our expensive anthropods.
We're not going to shame Spiral because that's
what
we'll
do. It was a gift that we gave
macrame
ourselves.
Macrame video. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Macrame video. Made in air. I mean, we still could do it. We just.
We can. We should.
I have seen variegated maidenhairs though, and they are
incredible.
Woof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woofy woof. Yeah. Woof. What about you, Adam?
Well, the Mikens was kind of mine, but I'm trying to think if there's another one. Variegated.
There is.
Variegated serpents.
Oh.
They have inner variegated. What does that look like? Hoya serpents.
I love the Hoya serpents.
That's the one with like the round leaves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how about that fungus gnat problem? How's it going?
I am.
Is it like
I'm over it
with splash
into the thick of it?
It's like a splashy one, or is it variegated?
It's variegated. There is a splashy one, but
I don't see a picture of it. You're gonna have to find one.
I just see the silver.
I think it's very new to the market.
Oh, it's a secret Hoya.
Hoya serpents, inner variegated.
Hoya serpents looks like a fairy's obovata because it's so little. It's like a miniature. Yeah. Like if I was a fairy.
Mm-hmm. You are a fairy. All right,
Hoya
guys.
Hoya serpents looks like a fairy. I was like, and during Pride Month, how dare you?
No. No.
Fairies are cool.
No.
I think fairies are awesome.
I saw someone just do a little fairy garden in their front yard and in San Francisco, just like walking. It was like by a tree and like with the little house and little mushrooms and stuff. I was like, that's so cute.
That's adorable. Fairy garden furniture underneath our little jungle gym in the back that the kids that lived here before must have left, and it's cute. I thought about planting flowers, but my dogs like eat the tall grass around there, so I was like, hope they'll probably just chomp on the flowers if I do that, but it's so cute.
That's adorable.
The furniture. Yeah. All right, guys, anything else that you'd like to share? Any other variegated plants?
There's some like variegated big leaf philodendrons, like the I think like a plomanii maybe.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Is it very like white variegation or is it like silvery?
I don't know if it's that one or it's like one of those, you know, those like big pillow philodendron. There's one that I saw a variegated version and I can't remember which one it is. It wasn't a mammii. Maybe it is a mammii. I don't know. Look at this. Oh, Equigenera sells it for $4,000.
Of course they do.
Great.
Shut up.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Oh, look at it. She's cute.
But I think it's because it is like ultra rare. Like I've never seen, I've obviously never seen this sold.
Did you say mammii? Isn't it mame?
Oh, I pronounce everything weird.
Saying it wrong.
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Mame would, I think I used to say mame and then I switched to mammii and it just is whatever sounds good. Whatever feels best.
Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, mammii looks like it would be correct.
Look at this.
Ooh.
Like that's just so pretty.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
do yourself a favor and Google that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that one called? So we could tell the people.
Well, that's the mammii. Yeah.
Oh, that is? Oh, it looked different.
It's just a smaller version.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really pretty, but I have issues with that plant. Like I'm not having the best of luck with the It's like a philodendron plomanii something else cross. It's looking terrible. Mm. Terrible.
Really?
I just got it from the pop-up. None of the leaves are all facing down. Yeah. It looks like limp lettuce no matter what I do.
Limp lettuce. Oh dear.
So I might actually put it in water.
Yeah, try that. Or spag.
Here's what I'm gonna say. Maybe you should get like one of those crawler pots from La Chusa and do some DIY pawn and give that a go. I don't know.
I just don't.
She did a full on bear growl.
I'm just not interested in pawn. But I know.
Okay.
I feel you. Yeah. The plant that I was experimenting with in pond didn't live, but I was expecting it not to live. So I haven't had the best impression. But I am growing, as we discussed previously, I am growing plants basically in like a pond situation, and they're really happy. Like in a net pot with cocoa and pumice, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like that would be, has anyone ever done that? Like they make a mixture of pumice and cocoa and then they grow it in like a hydro situation? That would be, I would maybe do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're still going to need to give it nutrient solutions.
Nutrients. Yeah.
But you're right. See, I mean, cocoa is one of the substrates for hydroponics. Like you got rock wool, cocoa, like cocoa coir, just like an inorganic medium. Well, I don't want to say inorganic, but.
Is it inert?
You know what I'm saying? Because there's no nutrients whatsoever in cocoa coir.
Is it inert?
So, yeah.
Ingredient. I don't know. Like, it's the whole... yeah. It's the mixing of the nutrients that I get... you're going to lose me every time. I'm not going to do it, you know?
But see, that's what you're going to have to do in the cocoa, so... Or just get, like, a fertilizer that... I don't know. You might not need to mix the cocoa. Nutrients.
The cocoa will hold the water and I guess the nutrients solution more so than like having it in pond. But you like, do you have it in a net pot in a cash pot or just a net pot?
Net pot in a cash pot. But it's temporary. Like this isn't a long-term solution. It was just to get it rerooted. And I fully plan on potting it in a traditional situation. Like I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I can assure you. Of anything I am certain of, this baby is coming out of me and I will never, ever mix nutrients. Just trust me on this.
I believe in traditional marriage. I mean traditional plant care.
Well, we all know that ain't true.
That girl is traditional and I really do believe that.
It's funny because it's not true. Just saying that again. I don't believe that. And Becca is not that person. They're just a funny joke.
That was just a joke.
They're outing me as a straight. No.
Insert laugh here. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us in today's episode. Be sure to go chat with us on our Instagram post for today. Let us know what your favorite variegated plants are. If you want, you can post a photo in your stories and tag us and we'll repost it. We want to see it. And then you can follow us also individually on Instagram. Becca is at De La Plants. Adam is at Not Dude, and I am at My Clean Leaves. And I'll tell you one thing, my leaves are not clean right now. Oof, they're dusty. We're gonna clean them. They're bad. And then also don't forget that we have a Patreon if you're interested in some more fun, not so planty topic episodes. You have a whole bank of them over there if you want to join and you want to check us out over there. And we'll see you next week for our season finale, guys.
Season six.
Season six.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.